Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. Coming to you live from Keystone, Colorado, here in beautiful 545 Productions at Consensual Studios. And I'm joined, as always, in the studio with our superlative hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
Deanna Troy talks like she's deaf.
Mr. Max, Sarakistan Sarak.
Conjoined?
Conjoined twins.
Okay.
And I am Ben Hollywood, most likely to host a podcast with more. And
you did it, man.
You did it.
He's been conjoined penises Whitmore.
It just makes one giant penis. It's pretty great.
He's been wanting to do a penis king for a long time.
Yes.
Like a rat king, but it's all tied together.
Remember that shit?
I never did that with anybody.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh.
Oh, there was a character named Rat King. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, you're talking about like eight rats tying their tails together to become like some
a
sort
real
of super
rat. King.
A super rat.
Yeah. No, it's these things that happen in New York and stuff like that where they have these
and
mad
they get,
rat,
like, all
rat
matted together and shit.
Yeah, just all the shit and piss and all that starts to get stuck together and then they're in a little nest and then next thing you know they're like all kind of tangled up.
It's
called a rat king and it's awful. I've seen pictures of them, dude. They're just awful.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were actually happen in real life, but there was like a book I read where the rat king was like a villain. Pied Piper type story.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy. Isn't that like the Nutcracker? Isn't the Rat King?
I've never seen that story. I actually don't know what the premise
is. It's a ballet. There's
no
words.
Yeah, no, I know. But, so is the Swan one, right? But
yeah, Swan Princess.
Yeah, but it's a story nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a story. The basic story of the Nutcracker is that like this
Does
girl,
the Nutcracker come to life?
Yeah, he kind of comes to life and he fights these rats that are trying to kill the girl or something, and I don't really understand it that much. Hmm. But they express it through dance.
Through the majesty of movement.
Speaking of the majesty of movement.
Let's get us a fucking topic.
We need a topic. But hey, first of all, this is your podcast, and we're not going to forget that.
Aren't
Max,
we?
We can't
we
forget
to
that.
Forget
Tell
that?
Them all about
we
it.
We could never forget.
No, we get sidetracked, but we don't
we
forget.
We could never forget you, our beautiful, lovely listeners.
We can't quit you.
We can't quit you, like Benji Pickens say.
Yeah.
Benji Pickens know how
to work. Benji Pickens know
how
to
work.
How this work is we give you t-shirts for your topics. You have given us a big, beautiful bowl full of topics for us to talk about. And to show our gratitude, we give you free t-shirts. So please, keep those topics coming. Keep them interesting. Give us a good show. And we'll give you your t-shirts. You can twank us on the Twitters, at Ig and Un.
On the Twitter.
Get your topics in the bowl that way. You can hit us up on the Facebooks and message the show. Become a friend of the show. Like what we do because we are fragile and we need that self-esteem boost.
And we'd like you if it was your podcast.
Totally. Well,
I really don't listen to podcasts.
I just do this.
I'm not really a podcast kind of guy.
Topics at ignorantanduninformed.com or visit the website ignorantanduninformed.com. Stream all the episodes and give us a topic that way. Click the topic button.
All right.
All right, let's do this.
Who's going to drop?
Let's do this.
Max already got his hands over there.
I'm closest. All right. But then I'll give you the bowl so you can
ding it.
You can ding it.
I'm going to dong
like
it.
To ding it.
I'm going to dong it.
He's a donger.
Make a dong.
Oh. What we got? What we got?
Wow, that was
Wheel of Morality.
So
turn.
Anticlimactic.
I know.
I don't know about how it was for
Tell
the
us
listeners.
A lesson that we should learn.
Why do people not put their names on it? This actually came from someone from a Wednesday night, too.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, and they didn't put their name on it. Shady. Which is worse, a hard poke in the eye or a swift kick in the crotch? Why?
Kick in the crotch.
Yeah, I mean,
Give
we're going to have
just
to...
a little kick
Because we're all three dudes, so, you know, like, obviously, testicular grazing and up is
and
incredibly
swift
painful, whereas
kicking.
A poke in the eye is kind of uncomfortable and irritating for a little while.
It depends on
it
the
could
poke.
Hurt. You could sever your corneal artery.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking
Your
about
optic nerve.
Okay,
disconnect.
So should we compare it to like getting stabbed?
Shall I compare thee to a
in the eye
day?
Or poked in the eye?
Well, I mean, like so, Ohio Tim Ackerman. We were going to a bachelor party last September, and he almost like his little boy Miles right. poked him in the eye, like got him good, actually like corneal abrasion. He was in a like pirate eye patch in Vegas.
Nice.
All fucked up on painkillers. For like the entire time we were there.
I tell you what, there's a lot worse ways to do Vegas than
all
pirate
fucked up on
with a pirate patch yeah. and high I mean, on painkillers.
Yeah. yeah.
Definitely worse ways.
We had a trunk full
Vegas.
Of drugs.
Yeah. I mean, the Hunter H. Thompson.
The shirts of drugs had been easy to find.
But, so I mean, I feel like that, you know, Swift Kick, yeah, it sucks, but like how long?
Does it really last?
Exactly. You know, it's like that intense pain for.
Yeah, I guess,
an
yeah,
hour?
I guess they're similar.
Until you puke.
Like,
and then you feel better.
Did you recently rack yourself, like, where you
oh,
puked?
Dude, my dog kicked me in the butt. In
yeah.
the butt? In the balls. Really hard.
Yeah.
It was awful. The dog was, like, laying on the couch next to me and was, like, sleeping. And then out of nowhere, just bam, kicked and hit me right in the nuts.
Squaw.
Squaw in a nut.
Squaw in the junk.
Yeah.
And it was, like, I couldn't. Dude, there's a certain point, like, when you get hit hard enough in the nuts that you just literally fall apart. Like, you, like, I remember saying, oh, fuck, and then that was about it, and then that's all I remember. And then I curled up in a ball, and I couldn't move, I could barely breathe, and I was, like, just tears, unbidden, came pouring from my face.
Sure.
And I was just sitting there, and then I was there. And for about 10 minutes, just, like, sitting there, like, and then I kind of, it was turned into a whimper. It was like, and then all I could do was remain silent for about 5 minutes. And then all I could, it took every ounce of willpower in my body to get to the bathroom to throw up. And that was it. And that was like, suddenly it was like, okay, I got to do this now, go! And so I kind of stumbled into the bathroom and grabbed the toilet and just puked.
Well, something about the testicles, man, like it does, it shoots a pain straight up into your organs and it hurts tremendously bad. Like it's a sickening type,
well, yeah.
type pain.
Yeah. Well, like,
and you know, but an eye poke, man, does make both your, I don't know about you guys, but man, oh. it kills both my eyes. They just start watering. Dude. And then my fucking sinuses, of course, you know, your nose starts fucking running like
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, you start running.
Yeah.
You're trying to flush it out.
Eyes are connected to the nose. And so yeah. like, once one of those goes, the other yeah. one starts.
You're just like snotting yourself left and right.
So, yeah. so that was like a shitty 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
But then I was just like, then I was sore. Then I was just like, I felt kind of like I had been, like when you feel like when someone punches you in the face, you know, like there's just kind of a tenderness and a soreness and I couldn't move.
Have either one of you guys had like,
had
ever had like,
carefully.
True like blue was, balls? Like true blue balls where it actually
that
hurts
I ever
to
had,
walk.
Man. Yeah.
You know if you've had it, man. Like
yeah, I don't
when
think
you've
I
gotten
have.
Close a couple of times to
sure.
to getting off and then don't.
Sure.
And then don't have time to remedy the situation yourself.
Sure.
I will say that that is the biggest load you'll ever blow in your life. That is a, that is a fact because it's
a
all there's,
a,
you know, it's full.
Backed
that's
up.
That's why it hurts, you know, because it you
your
know everything
wants, it wants
yeah,
to be released.
Yeah, everything was up in the batter's box, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking
and then all of a sudden rain delay. What
all,
the fuck,
yeah,
man?
Then,
they start pulling the tarp on the
yeah,
field.
Yeah, and they're already. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're
that was
all
the weirdest Tuesday that Benji ever spent in the boys' section of Target.
It's very very brutal. It hurts to walk because like when you're. Like leg touches your testicle, it's extremely painful. Like it hurts to walk.
Yeah,
you're sickened all up into your stomach and everything.
It's
like
all,
it's actually really really terrible when it really happens. You know what I mean? But
oh yeah.
Like it's like when you got full on blue balls, it's a pretty big deal.
Ouch!
It's no fun. It definitely makes it definitely makes the rest of the day pretty fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I mean I'll go into a fucking bathroom at a fucking grocery store. And remedy that.
Take care
well,
of that situation.
I did back when, you know, in my 20s. It hasn't happened in quite a while, obviously, because I'm like, I'm going to finish. Like, you can be finished, but you better look at me or maintain eye contact or something because it's coming.
While you're while you're wiping those tears.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. while you're wiping all those tears, you better wait for it. Mm-hmm. No, it's, and that's extremely painful. But I've also had eye issues before where I've had something in my eye, and that's like a constant discomfort as well. Like when your eyes scratched or something like that, man, like that's terrible because every time you blink, you're reminded of it, which is quite a bit as it turns out.
I had a corneal abrasion on my eyeball and that was
Was that from your dog as well, or
no? I didn't blame the dog for that one, but I did. I think it was more. It was from my contact lens. I think I just had contacts in there too long or something. And
yeah,
but I just woke up one morning and I was like, ow! Like the smallest amount of light was just like way too much.
Yeah,
that sounds.
I was
brutal.
Like, ugh! And then my eye just constantly like watering, and it hurt every time I blinked. And I tried. If you know, it kind of feels like when you have something in your eye, you're like, if I rub it, it will make it feel better, but.
It never does.
It only made it worse, and my brain kept telling me, I'll just rub it. Just rub it out.
Just rub it out, man.
Just rub it out.
Let's make a pact right now that if one of us ever has to wear an eye patch, that we all have to go to Vegas.
So, well, I missed my opportunity because I had to wear an eye patch for like 3 days.
See? And that's why I almost feel like it's worse, because like 3 days versus 20 minutes, like give me a shitty, intense 20 minutes.
It's like, yeah.
Over 3 days of discomfort. So I would take 20 minutes of pain. So that's kind of what we're comparing here. Let's talk about it. Like 20 minutes of pain versus a few days of discomfort.
Yeah, I think so.
And that way, I mean, like now we can talk about, you know, metaphorically,
it's bigger,
like, you know, getting
it's
kicked
like, would
in the
you
nuts
rather
versus
fight.
So it's a matter of taking all your lumps at once or spreading it out easier over a couple of days.
Totally.
And I'm definitely like a take my lumps kind of guy.
Totally.
I'd rather just go ahead and take that ass whooping now and then recover the next few days.
It's like, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Right.
Sure.
It's like the same kind of pain.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever. I don't know if I could have said it any better, or anybody could have. That's like if there was ever a place for that fucking analogy, it's right there.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, you nailed it.
It's like one giant pain that you might be able to take out, or a little bunch of little pains that might overwhelm you.
Right.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going with that.
No, I got it. But I do love to hear you explain it for the people out there that might not get
right.
It.
Would you rather
Radio
fight?
Land.
Would you rather fight 100? Max size Benjis or one Benji size Max?
I think a Benji size Max.
That's probably a good idea.
Sure. Sure. That's
probably a good idea. Even with 50 more pounds.
Yeah. Well, I've been watching a lot of Oz, so let's put this in prison
right.
perspective.
Okay.
Would you rather get raped one time with a guy with a huge dick or 100 times by a midget with a little dick? He's a midget to add the shame, just so you
sure.
know. Like,
he's a little person.
Yeah,
sure, sure,
person.
Sure. So you've really got to be on your knees.
Yeah.
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 I mean, and those
or
are
there has to be a stepladder.
That's tiny little hands, like, owning you. You know what I'm saying? Just so you know, like, I could physically dominate this guy, but I'm not going to because the other option was terrible.
So I've been watching Game of Thrones, been catching up.
And I want you to answer the question. Yeah. How would you rather take it in the... How'd you rather take
I'm imagining,
it?
Like, you know,
I'm
that,
sure you
that
are.
Big dude, the mountain, like Bjorn Bjorgensen,
right, exactly.
or whatever his name was, or like Peter Dinklage.
Right,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Would you rather be raped 100 times by Peter Dinklage
right.
or once by
right.
the mountain?
Do you want Thor the meat hammer?
Yeah, his name is Thor or something,
or,
right?
Or Thumpkin.
Oh, my God.
Like, what's it going to be?
I don't.
You know,
wow.
Suffering that's... humiliation and shame several times, or one painful burst?
One painful burst.
Well, I have a very strong fear of anal fissures, so I don't know. Neither of those situations sounds very good.
Well, obviously,
it's the silent killer, guys. It's the silent.
That is the point of this whole conundrum.
Yes, that's the whole point of the conundrum. Is
no, I think I would be raped by the midget over and over again.
Over and over again.
I think so.
You think you would eventually learn to enjoy it, or
I have no idea, man.
I bet you would.
Well,
I hope so.
You know what? He's got 100.
It's going to keep happening.
He's got
100
tries to find
it.
Out.
Yeah. Well, the other 99
rather
times
just like
might
one
be better.
Time that you're like not sure. You know, you got to probably
no,
equal
no
chance.
The one time you're absolutely sure that you're not going to enjoy it. We're talking about a meat hammer.
Sure, but the 100 times that I
shit looks
I
like
might.
He could play
permanent
croquet with it.
Anal damage.
All right. Well, maybe Peter Dinklage is a little more tender afterwards.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I like little hands. I don't know.
Smell like cabbage. Right.
What would you do, Benji?
Carnies.
If you're going to pose the question.
Fuck, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
no,
well,
I mean,
no
I'm with you
choice.
Guys. Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's
obviously.
And that's the point. You know, poked in the eye or kicked in
it's
the nuts.
It's a catch 22, like, man.
Yeah.
You know.
So is it Thor the Meat Hammer or Little Peter Thumpkin?
Fuck. I mean, I just think of the overall shame of 100 days of getting raped by a midget. God, I pose good questions, man. I mean, that's.
I know, but you got to answer it. If you're going to make. If. I mean,
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the midget.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think so.
Ben?
Which is interesting because on just about every other scenario, I think I would go with the...
Yeah, the lump. The lump
yeah,
sum.
Yeah, the lump sum. Yeah,
like the goddamn lotto.
Mm-hmm.
Take the payout, man. Take the payout. If I could seek medical attention after...
Yeah, of course there's going to be medical attention after.
All right. I guess I'd just get it over with. Close my eyes and grin and bear it. I don't want to
take the meat
this.
Hammer.
Take the meat hammer.
Quite realistically, Ben's probably more likely to enjoy the one time than he is the 100 little times.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, the last time I was raped 100 times by a midget.
Yeah.
Stuff of nightmares.
I don't know, man.
Your choices. Your choices.
Yeah,
you
I think
we
have to. Yeah, I think I would just take it in one fell swoop, and I really do. Yeah, because I think just like getting up every morning for the next 78 days or however many are left,
sure.
Where you're just like
taking that countdown.
You know, that's a lot of marks on that calendar.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't do me any favors for my prison rep.
The new guy, he's a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know how the Jews are revered and feared in prison anyway, so.
Sure.
Right, you always hear about the Aryans, you know, the black people, the right. Jews, the Mexicans.
Yeah.
The Latin kings.
Yeah.
No, see, we use our money to get into the white-collar prisons. We don't do
that. I was going
to
say, like, they're going to go to, like, a minimum security.
Jews don't
security.
Go to black people prisons.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
They just don't.
No, we don't. We try not to.
Right.
See, that's why you lawyer up.
With Mr. Ginsburg.
Yeah. Or insert your attorney's name.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
It could be a white guy. It could be a black guy. It could be a Mexican. Mm-hmm. If there's any left.
Or an Asian
after
or
next
an Indian
year.
Or.
Mm. Yeah.
Good
so
times.
What other situation? Okay, so you're a lump sum kind of individual.
I think generally speaking.
What situation, what, you know, equivocally terrible situation.
Okay.
Sure.
Would you take the pay? You know the payments, the payment plan.
The 1,000 tiny bites versus the one large. Or, I mean, I know we
death by 1,000 cuts.
Well, I know we've talked about like being eaten by animals.
Yeah.
And insects versus like giant.
Yeah, tiny
cat.
Nibbles at a time versus one fell swoop kind of a thing.
Still not a great option either way.
Yeah. I've always thought like, you know, the people that get killed by the T-Rex and like Jurassic World and shit like that, like lucky bastard. That's way better than like 90 of those little 6-inch motherfuckers with sharp claws like shredding you to pieces.
Totally. Or just like eating the internal organs they want.
I think I'm more of a just
leaving.
A lump sum individual.
Just in general.
Altogether. Because even the lottery, sure. I would take the lump sum because I'd want it in my bank account collecting
right.
interest instead of theirs collecting right. interest.
What about not in shitty situations? What about in good situations?
Well, the lotto.
Well, but that has to do with interest.
Right.
And so what about like in pleasure?
That's a mathematics.
Would
situation.
You rather have phenomenal sex once?
I feel like we talked about
this.
Or,
gotcha.
Or would you rather have like
this is the soup question again?
No, like it's, yeah. Would you rather have just the best blowjob you've ever had in your life once?
Right.
Yeah,
or
but
would
you
rather
get
have
it once?
100 blowjobs.
Same girl.
I don't care. Make it
okay.
up.
Then 100 different blowjobs
from 100 different girls.
100 okay subpar blowjobs from 100 different women. Absolutely.
Okay.
Take that all day.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
It's still kind of a jackpot situation, though.
It really is. I mean, yeah. Well, we were talking about good, you know, they're both good, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're choosing how you want your pleasure this time as opposed to how you want your pain.
Pain, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or would you rather have like that one phenomenal blowjob that you can then, you know, masturbate thinking about
sure.
for the rest of your life if you all want? Right.
The one big, giant, delicious birthday cookie or a bunch of Oreos.
Yeah.
Lifetime supply of Oreos?
No, 100 days supply.
100 days.
100 Oreos, one a day.
Oh.
It's got to be apples
well, that,
to
that's
apples.
Not even a choice. I would take the big. One Oreo a day is like torture. That's awful. No one eats one Oreo. Who eats one Oreo?
I mean, even me, it's like two or three.
Right? Yeah. Come on.
Benji, you ate one Oreo this morning.
No, I went back and got two.
Did you get two?
Yeah, I got two.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I just went back and got another one. Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice.
Because I was planning on having one. I even shut the package and everything like that. You know,
made, dude, I do
made it
the
harder
time.
For myself
of
to
course.
Get into later again.
Of course.
But
then I looked down. There were like eight in my hand. I don't know how to have it.
Yeah. Weird.
Just grabbed a sleeve.
Just stuff them in there.
Yeah. What about you, Ben? One blowjob or 100?
And it can be
one
any
phenomenal blowjob.
Whatever dudes you want.
All right.
Ben is like, I guess I'd probably blow 100 dudes. Wait, what's the?
Wait, is that
the question?
Is that
question,
not the question?
Right?
Shit.
Sorry.
Shit.
I'd probably go with 100 blowjobs from different women, from 100 different women. That'd be just to up my numbers, really. I mean, it's a numbers game at that point.
Now, let's flip the script a little bit. What do you think, just for our female listeners out there, what do you think they would say to that same question? One phenomenal fucking downtown
orgasm
party.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm, with multiple orgasms, or 100 subpar lickings. I would guess that most women
lickings
would say
that's
the phenomenal one time.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, when you, like, do the lickings achieve, like, orgasm, or are you just...
They do, but it's a small one. It's
okay.
A small, you know the different levels of female
orgasms.
Yeah,
no, I
it's
got
the
you.
It's the small one that doesn't really rock them. There's no real afterglow, but it's enough to
okay, now,
like, get them by.
So let's
if
back
they're
up for some. Max, boys
you know
have peepees. Girls have vajayjays.
Oh,
you know.
So go on.
Go on.
No,
that's,
please.
Well,
I want to
no,
hear
that's
you,
all I know.
I want to hear you explain
as far
this.
As
that's as far as I know.
In your peepee vajayjay terms.
That's all I know. And the peepee goes in the vajayjay, and the peña in the vajayna.
Now I'm actually more confused. Thank you.
Finn's
welcome
like,
to my
Finn's
world.
Like, and whoever has the pee-pee cries while the person with the vajayjay punches them from behind and forces them into anal sex. So,
and this is called love.
And this is called love. This is what Debbie and I
and
call
this is,
love.
And this is where,
and this is
come
where
from.
You came from, little man.
That's where you came from.
I mean, I think that's really tough because, like, in a way, it's comparing apples to oranges. You know,
it
like,
is.
There is no, like, minor orgasm for dudes.
Right. No. That's the thing. Like,
right,
we always achieve.
Right. Our one level. But, no, I would be curious what...
I would say most women would go for that earth-shattering just
yeah,
because I'd say most guys are probably not very good at it.
Okay.
Or not as good as the girl would like them to be at it.
Okay.
Sure.
And so I would say that they would go
I've
for
never
that
had any complaints,
one mind shattering.
They're all dead anyway.
Well, so she just does. She, I mean,
yeah, what's she going to say? Is she going to slap
yeah,
you and be like, that was terrible?
They can't say anything with that gag in their mouth.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
It's not like they're going to live afterwards. Right?
Wow.
Or
just
that they're even living during.
It just gets darker.
Darker. Yeah, somehow
like,
you
fucking
took that.
Fucking kick me in the nuts. I'll fucking, you know.
Took that 3 steps to darkness.
I was trying to go for necrophilia. I don't know if that came
I think you
across.
Got there.
Okay, good. Okay.
Good job. Necrophilia so in 3 steps.
There's all that weird Billy Zane shit that's stuck in my head every time I think about necrophilia.
What?
What's that movie? Quills or something? Where he's like the priest and he has sex with that dead girl on the pedestal thing. Oh, God. It's so fucked up.
Is that...
Definitely don't know what
like,
you
is
got.
That on YouPorn? Where can I get that?
No, man. It's like a full-on movie.
Oh, it's
Titanic?
A regular movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I could watch it on the airplane while I masturbate. That's
awesome.
Awesome.
Sure.
Not awkward at all.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's Quills with Jeffrey Rush and Billy Zane.
That's
plays
Geoffrey.
Geoffrey Rush.
Yeah. Sure.
Geoffrey.
And he's like, Billy Zane plays this like priest.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of like lusting after this like maiden wench girl. I want to say it's Kate Winslet. It's not Kate Winslet, but it's...
Kate Blanchett?
No.
But I want to say it is.
But yeah.
But even though
anyway,
it's not,
but then,
I want
so she
to say
dies of syphilis or something. Everyone dies of syphilis in this movie.
Sure.
Outstanding.
And so he like he just ends up going in to like pray for a soul, and then he ends up just fucking the dead chick on the pedestal where the dead body is.
Hmm.
It's gross.
Okay. Would you rather have sex with one almost dead girl or 10 dead women?
Well, Jesus
most
Christ,
of the women I've had sex
dude.
With are already dead inside.
Yeah.
So.
That
choice is terrible.
No, that one's off. We don't need to address
yeah.
that. But I would definitely say that most women would go.
How close is she?
There's that website that's like, would you rather, or there's a game of would you rather.
Yeah, would you rather, yeah.
But there's like a... There's like you push the button. It's called pushthebutton.com or something. And it's like if you push the button, something good happens, but something really bad happens too. So it's like
well, there was that movie. Remember the guy brings a button
into
the
Frank
house.
Frank Langella.
Yeah.
And I forget what it's called.
It's like some random person
it's like choice
dies
or,
and you get $1 million.
Yeah, but the person may not be so random. You know, it could be you.
Right.
You know, could be your spouse, could be anybody, could be a child, could be a baby, like who knows.
Sure.
Yeah. But you get the money. Like that's a real fucked up question, man. It really is. If you really start to
it seems very simple. You're like, what, random person?
Everybody's first instinct is to say yes until you start talking about it and discussing it, and they're like, well, oh wait, it could be somebody I know.
Well, yeah. Of course.
Oh, it could be somebody I love. Like fuck.
Certainly could be.
Yeah.
Because it's completely random.
Yeah. Like having a kid, I don't know if I would that definitely changed that answer for me.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it could be the person about to crack the cure for insert disease. Whatever.
Because this movie came out a while back, and I've definitely like thought
about tuberculosis.
That.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. The consumption.
The consumption.
The consumptions. I got the consumptions.
Yeah.
Got the black lung pop.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I feel like ladies would go for the one earth-shattering
session.
Yeah.
Versus
opposed to
a bunch of mediocre. And that's a big difference in women and men. Because a woman's not like, man, I just wish I'd get my pussy eaten every day. They're like, I wish I'd just get my pussy eaten once really good. That's all they want.
It's more of a quality versus really quantity good. Thing. And I think guys are definitely more
quantity over
related.
Quality. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
So in general,
there's no real loss there. Like, 100 mediocre blowjobs. You can always jerk off afterwards and be like, dude, she was so hot when she was sucking my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't lose.
Totally.
You know, there's no real loss there.
That's how I fucked myself up.
Oh. Yeah. So now what if it was like one blowjob, two orgasm, or 100 blowjobs that were mediocre, but you never actually achieved
orgasm?
Yeah.
Blue balls city.
Yeah, I would have to go with the, I don't know, still, I don't know, man.
Because you could still jerk off thinking about how good they looked. Yeah. yeah.
But women could do that, too. They could pleasure themselves afterwards.
But that's not as likely, I feel.
No?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe the girls out there that's just like, man, I'd fucking make a dude eat my pussy every day of the week.
I know some girls like that.
Can I
get their number?
I didn't say anything.
I just wish you would have.
Yeah, Ben works with a lot of dirty actresses. So.
That's true.
Yes, the dirty actresses.
Slutskis, McGee's. I don't know, man. Sometimes those questions are like, would you rather?
No, would you ever?
This game is turning into would you rather.
I mean, no, would you ever?
Was.
Would you ever put your
put
yourself in a hole? For a blowjob, not knowing what's on the other side.
Oh, straight up.
Like a glory hole?
Straight up glory hole.
Ben's like, oh, like a glory hole? No, you know it's called a glory hole.
What if you...
you know what they're about.
All right.
I just had to say it.
Let's stipulate.
Let's parameter this shit.
Yeah, I'm going to captain parameter this. A phenomenal blowjob.
Phenomenal blowjob. You don't know the sex or the identity or anything about the person. Like zero knowledge about the person. But it's like guaranteed going to be the best blowjob you've ever had.
Of your life.
And until you say thank you and hear a masculine, yeah, no problem, bud.
Yeah. Anytime,
like,
son.
You don't know.
I just run out. Gross. Gross. And I'm
sorry.
Done.
And I'm out. I quit.
I'm out.
I quit the podcast. Fucking you guys do the computer.
You guys can joke about my wife, joke about my mom, but don't you dare say anything about my father.
Don't you dare say anything about me sucking off my dad.
No, it's your dad.
That's the other way around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
I feel like, though, you would, like,
you would feel the soul patch?
Yeah, you would, like, whiskers would get involved, maybe, and then you would know. Maybe they're clean shaven.
Let's say he's clean shaven.
If it was, you don't know. I'm just saying,
but
there's got to be ways to know.
But you don't
know.
But
you're saying there's no way to know.
And here's the thing, is you're going to walk away, and you're still never going to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you would never know. Schrodinger's blowjob, yeah.
It's both male and female until proven otherwise.
It is a
until you open that door.
Yes. So would you do it? And here's what
Schrodinger's
blowjob.
I would, if I never have to find out.
And here's what I would pose: like a lot of this is going to be definitely like situational.
It's still going to fuck you up, though, because you'll never know.
There's a lot of things you wouldn't do in that situation.
Like, what if it was, though?
Because I remember, I would never fuck that fat girl.
And then I went and fucked that fat girl.
2:30 at night, dude.
Bars closing.
Yeah.
You're hammered.
Next thing you know. Yeah.
Sure.
You were fucking that fat girl in the alley. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bottle of wine. Wrapped around you. I don't know.
What?
Bottle of
wine. I imagined that she would take the wine with her and just be like, I cooked it for later. Let's do it.
Is she Greek? Is she Greek?
Yeah,
I cooked it for later.
Take it for later. I love white boys.
I love white boys.
Wow. Would you do it?
That laugh shook. Schrodinger's blowjob. Would you take Schrodinger's blowjob?
You know, like sitting here in the studio, I would say no.
Right.
But in that situation, probably.
But if you knew, if there like was if like the a dude room. That,
well, if a dude came out. Like a dude came out and was like, no, I'm the one giving him. No, I'm just kidding. No, a dude comes out and he's like, holy shit, that was in fact, as advertised, the best blowjob I've ever had
like,
in my life.
It was literally your number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Then did yeah.
I mean, I feel like I would also have to do, because like,
how could you pass that up?
Right. I mean, you only live once. Yeah. Right.
Maybe like, you find something out about yourself. Maybe you're like, I got it wrong this whole time.
Well, you'll never know.
Right.
Yeah.
But you could easily walk away from that situation being like, man, That bitch is down for some dick.
You can tell whatever story you want.
Right. In your own head.
Exactly.
Right. Well.
Exactly.
I just like that phrase. Schrodinger's blowjob. Yeah. It's just hilarious.
That's ours.
Well, yeah, that's going to do it this week. Thanks for downloading and listening to a very confusing and eye-opening episode of Ignorant and Informed. We've been your hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
I hope you learned a little bit about yourself on this one.
You know what? I'm open to it. I'm open to change.
He's
Mr. Max Sarakistan, experimental Sarak.
I think we all learned a little bit about ourselves today, Benji.
And I am Ben Hollywood. Scout camp makes a lot more sense now. Whitmore. Thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant Uninformed. Make sure you like the podcast, subscribe on whatever podcast you're listening to us on, and like us on Facebook page. Facebook.com, our Facebook page.
Like us on Facebook page.
On Facebook page. I am not a robot.
All this dick talk, man. He's
Facebook.com/ignorant. I'm all hot and flustered.
I know. I want Schrodinger's blowjob.
I must find it. And we're going to be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Fresh. Send us your topics, all right? Topics at ignorant and uninformed.com. We're back next week. Peace out.